4. Jonathan came roaring down the stairs, 2, 3 at a time, as soon as Shields made it through the door. He had the feet of a man, clump, 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 but the gangly body of a boy. Too many limbs to know what to do with them all. That was the impression her brother made these days.
"What was he like?"
Jonathan croaked, his voice breaking as it did when he was excited. But when was he ever excited? Never. The boy usually had the cold sludge of adolescent attitude in his veins.
"Who?"
Shields asked, just to be annoying.
"Pike! Pike! You were right there when he arrived. I saw the video and everything."
So someone had caught and posted it after all, which made it far more real and important for Jonathan than, say, if he'd been there in person when his older sister had raced across the sports complex to confront a supposedly extinct monster. "Nothing special," she said. "He's not very good at landing. Poor Jocelyn Legault. She must have been scared out of her skin."
So, like, you saw him up close?"
"I had to," she said simply.
"And his wings, like, what are they? About 30 feet across?"
"Good God, no. They're maybe, I don't know, 6 feet, 8. And he's not very tall, really. Shorter than you, unless he stands really straight, which he seems to hate to do." Jonathan was going to be tall like their father. Shields was patterned more after their mother, in the compact fireball mode. Even with exquisite posture, she was still.
"But he looked enormous on V-Hub."
"Well, maybe somebody stretched the truth. Or something. I guess mostly his wings were folded up when I got to him. He was holding Jocelyn."
"So he's coming to our school?"
This was the longest conversation Shields had had with Jonathan in years, it seemed. Over the pterodactyl, naturally. "Looks like it. He's probably in your class." Jonathan did a funny little hop-flip motion with his feet, as if he were on his skateboard. His face was all flushed.